Welcome to the podcast, Winning Through Culture, where we're helping entrepreneurs stay impactful and relevant. I'm your host, Tim Flanagan.
I want to spend some time talking about what you can do as a leader to not only take care of yourself, but to position yourself, take care of your people, again, through this very unprecedented time. We'll dive into a few topics today and hope that some of these ideas and or resources we talk about may help you as you lead your company and your employees through this unprecedented time.
I know that you counsel a good number of people in the community, and they're asking you for your advice on being, you know, being a business owner in this time, and more specifically being a small business owner. Is there anything that really has connected for you in this time of uncertainty that you feel you've shared as beneficial that others could learn from?
Great question, Amanda. Yeah, I would say so. The truth is that most businesses at some point in their existence are going to go through challenging times. And it could be that it's a challenging economic time like the one that's upon us. Obviously, the pandemic is an unprecedented event. But as a business owner, you're gonna have challenges. It could be, you know, a specific challenge with a supplier, a client, a customer. And I have my own experience back in the financial crisis with that. And maybe I'll share a little bit about that to kind of set up in context what I have been sharing with those of my business owner friends that are seeking advice or trying to sort this out. Back in the financial crisis, our organization had a single client that represented 65% of our business. And unfortunately, that client relationship ended very abruptly, as did the revenue that came from that client relationship. In that moment in time, I remember my first reaction was, you know, it was over. my time as a business owner in that business was finished, because ultimately the prospect of losing 65% of your company in one day is a daunting thing to get your head around. And I know there are people today that are losing more than 65% of their business in one day. After my couple days of panic on the moment, my father, who's a great mentor to me, asked me a question. And he said, you know, you're 43, you seem to love what you do. You seem to care about the people you do it with. And, you know, we all face setbacks in life. So do you want to quit, or do you want to get through this? And I ultimately told him, after reflecting on that, yes, that's a good question. I don't want to quit. I want to get through this. So the first piece of advice I'm sharing with people is you've got to reconnect with why you are doing what you're doing in the first place. And in spite of the fear, in spite of the panic of the moment, I think it's times like this where you got to go back to your purpose as a leader, as a business owner. You know, who are you serving? What are you trying to accomplish? And what is that worth to you, in essence? And I don't just mean economically, because there's obviously a way to quantify that, but I mean, you know, beyond economics, what is that worth to you? So after making the decision that I was going to get through this, I had to make some decisions as to what that was going to look like. And again, this time, as many business owners that come up against, you know, and many did in the last financial crisis we went through in 2008-09, you know, the first thing you have to take stock of is, you know, where is your business today? Where are your revenue streams coming from? What expense structures do you have? And are you positioned as a business to best serve the purpose of your organization? I, again, personally made some tough decisions. I had to borrow a significant amount of money, which fortunately at the time I was able to do. That afforded us a cushion and cash flow to get through what was going to be a challenging couple of years. But I did have the opportunity to get access to a fairly significant amount of capital in the form of a loan, which helped. Secondarily, I did have to look at the organizational structure of the firm and make some tough decisions. You know, we needed to stay not only operational, but I still had a vision of the organization growing and continuing to serve our clients. And so made some decisions that probably should have made in the absence of the financial crisis, but made some decisions around where we were and we're not going to invest and spend money, and had to scale some things back in some cases that people are accustomed to. Mind you, I was trying to do all of this, Amanda, without anybody noticing. And that was an extra added challenge. And my decision at the time was I didn't want anybody to notice because I didn't want anybody to be concerned. Candidly, for the most part, I think I pulled that off in that moment in time for the, you know, the very few people that knew what was going on. Obviously knew what was going on, but many others didn't. And we were able to make our way through it. I did make a decision again, which a lot of business owners are probably going to be making now or have to make now, which is at one point to eventually just not pay myself at all. And that went on for quite some time, but that was one way I knew that I could, again, help the organization get through this time. So I think as we're in this moment, as entrepreneurs and business owners, there's going to be some really difficult decisions that need to be made. I think those decisions, though, should be made through the lens of two things. One is, you know, what's your purpose and why are you doing what you're doing? And two is, how can you grow through this? Because the future will come. And, you know, how can you make the most of this situation to come out on the other side of it stronger? And to come out on the other side of this, learning from the experience. So those are the things that to me, entrepreneurs and business owners need to be focused on as best as possible now. You know, we've talked in a previous podcast about the things to do, take care of yourself, take care of your employees, and those are all important. Yet if you don't take care of the business, ultimately the business is not going to be there to take care of everyone else. So that's a big part of what entrepreneurs and business owners need to focus on now.
So being that you did make it through to the other side of the last financial crisis, and you've really spoken to, as a business owner, really going back to your own personal why, not only for yourself and what you wanted to accomplish, but where you saw the business in the future, how has that shaped how you're approaching the situation today? Have you been, you know, in a different line of thought, or are you coming to it from the same place this time around?
I would say that that experience shaped me forevermore. The one in 08, 09 was actually in 09. And that changed my perspective and mindset on things so that truthfully, both myself and our organization are much better positioned today. And we weren't not necessarily well positioned before, but we are much better positioned today than we were then. And it's because of that experience. I kind of look back on that experience now, as painful as it was. And I'm right now very appreciative for it, because ultimately that has shaped my thinking for this. And, you know, the ultimate reality is the same template I used back then, I'm using now. And I'm, you know, looking at what's the purpose of the organization? Why do we exist? You know, who are we here to serve? You know, my goal with our business is that it will endure long beyond me. And I know it will, and it has previously to me. So I think that the template is, for me, is the same. The uncertainty of this time right now, in this present time and moment, I think is difficult for all entrepreneurs, because, you know, we tend to be people that like control and like answers and like to feel like we are in control. And I keep telling myself and our team over and over again, control the controllables, because that's all you can do right now. But so we're, yeah, taking the same template. And we're going to, you know, make our way through this. I feel like we're well positioned. I do. I'm actually optimistic, very optimistic. I know it will be painful. Growth always is. Change is always painful. And we're going to be compressing a lot of change into a very short period of time for all business owners right now. And, you know, the prospect of growth remains, though. And that's what I'm excited about personally, and just trying to make the right moves, right decisions, just like you would in any other day in a time of prosperity. The vigilance of a disciplined action is still very much alive. It's just much more pronounced today.
So as small business owners in general, entrepreneurs are looking at their business and they're listening to you share about how you had to make some significant changes during the last opportunity of of a crisis, so to speak, there were a few things that you mentioned. One being that, you know, you did take a chance and did not pay yourself for a period of time. You also had to make what I would consider some right people, right seat decisions. Maybe they were lingering from a time of prosperity and it just came to light that in this particular economic situation, those really had to be made. So when a small business owner or an entrepreneur is thinking about those things, those can be very uncomfortable. You can find yourself in this situation of, you know, analysis paralysis. What advice would you give to those individuals who maybe have already thought about a couple of those things because they do see where their business is going? They do want to see it come out on the other side and are very conscious of taking care of their people before themselves. How would you go about sharing some thoughts with them?
Well, I think you ultimately, Amanda, have to make the decisions, kind of line them up in priority of order. And I think it's times like this that everything you do in a business, you've got to ask yourself, how is this contributing value to our clients? And how is this going to contribute to the organization growing and coming through this stronger? So that's the first thing, is really taking a hard look at all of that. The second thing is, it's an acceptance of and a willingness to embrace the fact that you're going to have to make some very difficult decisions. They may make you very uncomfortable. They may seem very unpleasant, but that is ultimately what leadership is about. You know, it's easy to lead in times of prosperity. It's where you really find out what you're made of in times of adversity. You know, I think the question that I had to ask myself, and that I think all business owners have to ask themselves, is if I don't make this tough decision, what are the ramifications of that? You know, who's going to get hurt by that? And that'll help frame it up a little bit, because when you start to realize that an inaction or indecision in one area could have far greater consequences in other areas, it makes the decision probably at least a little bit easier to make, because you're balancing out, in some respects, damage control in a moment like this. So I'd say that's a key piece to the equation. And then it's ultimately deciding, is it time to recast the vision of what you want to be, both as a leader and what you are called to be as a leader in these times? And the same goes for your business. And, you know, business ultimately, big part of the theme of this podcast is culture. And culture, as we've talked about, is people. So you do need to look at, you know, who in your organization can you rely on, and not, you know, the mistake I made in the last go around for this for me was I tried to keep all this on my own shoulders by myself, sheltered from everyone else, because that's what I thought I needed to do. Yeah. The opposite is true at this point. I'm being very transparent. I'm relying on our team. They're stepping up in amazingly awesome ways. And, I think that by doing that, I'm allowing the people in the organization to be a part of the solution and to help us get through it. And I think that's another thing as a business owner. You know, my ego the first time around in 2009 was, you know, I don't want anybody to know that I basically, you know, and I didn't screw anything up. You know, these are times that you can't say to as a leader, boy, I totally messed this up. You know, something came along that nobody expected, and it happened fast. And it's not a result of you as a person. It's a result of factors way beyond your control. You know, it's the old adage of you can choose to respond to a situation, and that's all ultimately all you can do. You can't necessarily control it, but you can choose how you respond to it. So I think that's the key piece, is as a leader now, figuring out who can you count on in your organization, because good people have good ideas and are willing to work hard for something bigger than themselves. And this is a moment for good people to shine. And that's really, I think, ultimately what people in a business want from their leader, is transparency, clarity, honesty, optimism, but not Pollyannish optimism, you know, a dose of reality in there. And then they want to know, you know, what is needed from them in order to help us all get through this. And I think that's a key piece as a business owner in times like this. Rely on your people. You know, you can't create a culture if you didn't have one. And you're certainly going to see the culture you have in times of crisis. I feel really blessed, at least for us, that, that the culture that we have worked hard to develop is shining brightly right now. And people are stepping up in just awesome ways, you know. And if you're find yourself as a business owner, a business that maybe you didn't attend to your culture before, see it for what it is. And that doesn't mean you can't start today to start to change it. And it may be a little harder, but it's doable.
So, Tim, what are some practical tips or suggestions that you would share that people listening to this podcast today can really take away and implement to make sure that they do come out on top when we get to the other side of this particular pandemic?
Not in any particular order, Amanda, but I guess I would say the following items, which are actionable. One is communicate and engage with your people. If you're an employer and you have employees, stay very engaged with them and communicate with them. I think times like this are periods of time where you don't have to worry about over-communicating. People will tell you when it's too much. Don't send them conflicting and confusing messages, but communicate. And engage and know that they're scared. And to the extent that you can be transparent with them about what this means to the business and how that might affect them, I think they deserve that. So that's that first thing that I would say. The second item would be, as a leader, to take some time to reflect. And in reflecting, again, kind of take stock of who you are, what parts of your leadership skills can you rely on now as in a time of crisis or stress. And then who on your team can help you with their skills. I think it's critically important that in a time like this, again, there's times of prosperity, call for a different style of leadership. Times like this, you know, we have to adapt our leadership style. So reflect on who you are as a leader and take the time to reflect on who your key people are and see how you can bring them together. The third thing is get some perspective, gain some perspective. And again, talk to other business owners that have been through challenging times and ask them how they handled it. I'm just giving you my experience. Before we started this podcast, I got off the phone with one of my mentors who gave me some great advice. And, you know, I've been fortunate to have a lot of mentors. And if you, as a business owner and entrepreneur, you don't have any mentors, now's a good time to find some. But get some perspective from people that have been through tough times before. And, you know, use them as a sounding board. I'm fortunate to have a couple of really good business coaches as well, and keep things in perspective because there's a lot of negativity out there now, and there's always going to be a lot of negativity out there, but we need some positive perspective, realistic but positive perspective. Fourth, again, not in any particular order, you know, it's time to take stock of your financial condition as a business owner. And I personally believe now is the time to do that. If you haven't been disciplined in doing that before, there's no better time than now to really take stock of, you know, how is this going to impact you? Do some forecasting, do some modeling. And if you haven't already planned for a time like this, start to think about some of the tough decisions you might have to make and when you'll have to make them now, so you're not scrambling when the time comes upon you. No one really knows how long this is going to, you know, last, the stay-at-home thing and the economic impact. But ultimately, you know, it's very prudent to figure out the financial side of things. You know, if you have professional advisors, if you're a business owner and have, you know, financial advisor, be engaged with them. CPA, be engaged with them. You know, an attorney, talk to them. I'm talking to my CPA this afternoon about some of the changes in this stimulus pack that we need to be aware of as a business owner. Fifth is, you know, your clients need to hear from you. And I maybe should have put that first. But ultimately, you know, depending on the business you're in, you know, the clients that you serve need you now, maybe more than ever. You know, we're in the financial services business. People really need to hear from us now. And we have a concerted game plan on engaging with our clients and are strongly encouraging our advisors, you know, even all the way down to the specific things to say right now. But ultimately, your business is a combination of the people that work in it and the people that you serve, your clients or customers, and they are definitely need to be hearing from you. They definitely need to be engaged with, and they definitely need you to be a partner, a true partner with them. And, you know, I think this is the time where you find out who you do business with is, you know, sincere and committed, and those that are not. But definitely engage with your clients and customers. And then at least lastly for now, as I think this through, this is a time, I think, to really assess your business model and look for innovation. We've seen in the span of a week in our own company some phenomenal ideas be put forth that we've actually been able to put into place and act on almost immediately. That, you know, maybe in a time of prosperity, we would have thought was a good idea, but we'll get around to it later because we're busy, and we are very busy right now, but it's forcing us to be very focused. So I'd look for the opportunities to innovate in your business. I'd look for the opportunities to innovate in your business model. It's a great time. You know, this is effectively a time, as Dan Sullivan says, of creative destruction. And it's a great time to look at what is creatively being, what is being destroyed in your business model that can be recreated to be even better. So on the other side of this, you literally can grow through this and have a even stronger business on the other side. So that's off the top of my head. I guess six things. I can't remember. I lost count there. Six or seven things that I would share in the immediacy of now.
Wonderful. Thanks, Tim, for sharing. Really looking forward to not only seeing this through, but being even stronger, not only as our organization, but as a community when we get to the other side of this.
Sure, Amanda. And again, I would just encourage all the entrepreneurs and business owners listening to this podcast, be resilient and stay focused. You can get through this. It might not be easy. In fact, it probably will not be easy, but you can get through this. And there's in my C12 group and in C12 nationally, there's a saying about the buffalo. And, in a storm, cattle on the range run with the storm, leaving them in the storm for much longer. But on the range, buffalo run into the storm to get through it quicker. So don't try to run from this storm, run into it and get through it.
I've enjoyed spending time with you on this episode today, and be sure to continue along this winning journey with me. Thank you for listening to the Winning Through Culture podcast, and remember, stay impactful and relevant. To connect with us, you can find us on Instagram and LinkedIn at Winning Through Culture, and find us online at winningthroughculture.com, or just go to the show notes where you'll find all the links. We look forward to connecting with you and hearing from you. Thanks for listening.